Shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves loud and clear in this song. Holy Ghost, you reign again. You reign in my life.
And we thank you for your grace, your power, your love, your might, your glory. Thank you because you are our glory and the lifter of our heads. Thank you for protecting our lives and preserving our lives. I will thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost and the power in the blood of Jesus. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This evening, open our understanding. Teach us directly from your feet. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have
a
seat. God bless you. This evening, we are looking at the problem of internal idols. The problem of internal idols. And you do want to be very attentive.
Yes,
I read from the book of Ezekiel chapter 14. And to be good, if you open your Bible to Ezekiel
14,
the problem of internal idols. Ezekiel chapter 14. And from verse 1. Ezekiel 14 from verse 1. Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me, and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man,
This man set up their idols in their heart. And put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore speak unto them. And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that sets up his idols in his heart, and put up the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and come unto the prophet, and the Lord will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. But I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their
idols.
Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, repent and turn yourself from the idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. For every one of the house of Israel or of the stranger that sojourned in Israel,
which
separated himself from me and set up his idols in his heart, and put up the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and come unto a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. And I will set my face against that man. And I will make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people. And he shall know that I am the Lord. And if the prophet be deceived, when he has spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have decided. And I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. And I will stretch out my hand upon him, and I will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. This is a very strange passage. A passage that is what concerns even as we are entering into the first day of a month like
this.
A month you can describe as the 11th hour month. Just like 11 o'clock, your to 12 o'clock midnight. The elders of Israel came to Prophet Ezekiel to seek guidance and direction from the Lord. People came to look for a word from the Lord. They wanted to hear a very good message. And there is nothing wrong in what a good message. But there's something wrong when somebody does not really want to hear God. You don't really want the truth about yourself in your life. A lot of people are more interested in entertaining speakers than the content of what they are hearing. This is why you still find so many born again Christians going from prophet to prophet. If they don't like what one prophet is saying, they go to another place where the prophet is saying what they
want.
They sometimes run away from church to church because they say what they're saying here is too hard, they want another one. God wants people that he can talk to. God cannot use people he cannot talk to. Here you see the elders of Israel gathered before Ezekiel to seek guidance and direction from the Lord. But this man Although they did not openly bow their knees to idols, they wanted to appear before all men as godly men. But inside them were open graves. Outwardly they had the appearance of godly men. But inside them is an open grave. They have been consumed by one spirit that we in Nigeria call eye service. There are plenty of eye service people amongst us. But God said to Ezekiel, Son of man, men have set up their idols in their hearts. The Lord is saying they are all liars. They have secret sins in their lives. They carry out secret idolatry. They hear, but they are still in bondage to their sin and they close their hearts. They come to the temple, they come to the synagogue, but they have this sin they commit behind closed doors. No one could tell this by the appearances of their faces. No. They have an idol in their heart. When God will begin to judge Nigeria, the judgment will start with the Christians. Because if all the people who confess Christianity in this country practice Christianity, particularly pastors and preachers, then this country will have changed completely. Right now there is plenty of trouble.
This is the
we are having a lot of cursed cities. It's like some cities are cursed. Every man of them destruction. Every man of them death. Every man of them have terrible arm robbery. Every man of them, all you need to cause trouble is for just a small thing to go wrong somewhere, and that will break down of law and order. It's a sign of a curse. We have plenty of cursed cities. We have a cursed economy. And you find a lot of people working hard but still suffering. Plenty of cursed markets that people are selling to others. And there's plenty of incurable diseases now coming up. And the doctors themselves don't understand what's going on. There's plenty of marriage breakdown. Divorce cases are just rising. They are rising, they are rising. Added to that, beloved, is a tragic loss of an entire generation of youth. Unless something is done very quickly, the entire generation of the present youth is lost. Many of them are upside down. They don't know God, they don't love God, they don't know what it means to serve God. They don't understand the deepness of the things of God. We have a nation now where we are debtors. We can't even give people money, we are borrowing.
It's
plenty of wasted lives. Wasted. Robbery. Corruption. All because there are plenty of Christians who have their idols in their hearts. They're just coming. And they are clever pretenders, including pastors, including those who call themselves deliverance ministers,
choristers,
whatever name they call themselves, clever pretenders. They have set up idols in their hearts. The idol in your heart is any evil thing that hinders your spiritual progress. The idol in your heart is anything that stands between you and God. The idol in your heart is any evil enticement that robs you of your steadfast walk with God. The idol in your heart is that sin, secret ambition you are not seeing, which is against the will of God for your life. The idol in your heart is that secret lust you are having towards somebody else. The idol in your heart is that machine in your spirit that is uncutting lies and telling lies always. The idol in your heart is any beside certain sin that is causing your faith to waver. The idol in your heart is that inner desire that brings shame to your heart and shame to God. God will be so ashamed to open the hearts of so many people and see what is
therein.
As far as you are coming to the house of God and it's an idol in your heart, you are just here to make the crowd big. This is the truth. So that when we shout hallelujah, hallelujah will be very loud. But as you have the idol still inside your heart, you are still playing as far as the things of God are concerned. It is when a man or woman has idol in his heart, you come to service, no Bible, no notebook, nothing. And those of you come to this church to play instruments, if all you are coming here is to play instruments, you are not ready to surrender your life to Jesus, you are an idolater. You are an idolater in your heart. The idol in your heart is anything that exiles you in darkness. Is any sin you cling to and you come to the Lord seeking guidance? The idol in your heart is anything in you that conforms to this world system. The idol in your heart is anything in your heart that contradicts scripture. Many of us are here now listening to the word of God, but by the time you break certain hearts open, what you see will amaze you. Idol in your heart is anything or anybody in your heart that gets what God alone deserves. Beloved, you can cry and soak your towel in a field or create a river of tears. You may be doing praise worship and you are carried away and you are floating in the sky. If you hold on to an idol in your heart, the Lord will not hear you.
If you are the greatest pastor around,
as far as that idol is in your heart, when you come to God with that idol, he treats you like an idol. As I'm standing there talking to you now, I have over 3,000 applications in my file of people who are not MFA members but who pastors in MFM.
Mo ni iwe mo fe se oluse aguto lori oke na ti se yanu egberun meta ti mo gba lato wa awon eniyan won ki se oluse aguto ni bi osu won fe se oluse aguto ni.
Some of them are bishops, some of them are apostles.
Omere onu won bishop ni, omere apostle.
They are trying to become a pastor here.
Won ko wo pe awon fe se oluse aguto ni.
And by the time you look through, they have idols in their hearts.
Iwo te ba si fara bale wo.
Some are come and say, well, let me just stay here for a little bit. After building my house, I will resign. He has an idol. God will not hear him. God asked Ezekiel, should I be inquired at all by these people? Do they believe they can inquire of me while they are holding fast to their secret idol? See, what kind of people are these? Do they expect me to ignore what is in their heart and then answer what is in their mouth? So why should I speak to them? A lot of people are claiming, I want to be hearing God, I want to be hearing God. I want the voice of God to be sounding my kurokuro here like this. Listen, beloved. Any believer clinging to secret sin or anything contrary to God's
word
cannot hear the true voice of God. No matter your theological qualifications.
Ki awon amuye re nipa eko bibeli ko ga to.
I say that again one more time. Any believer clinging to secret sin,
o ni gbagbo to ba diro mese ikoko,
anything contrary to the word of God,
abi o ko to lodi si oro
Olorun, cannot hear the true voice of God.
Ko le gba omo otito.
I say that one more time. Any believer clinging to a secret sin, anything contrary to God's word, cannot hear the true voice of God. And this is the source of a real problem. God begins to hammer a particular sin in somebody's heart. First, gently. Then, warnings. The gentle warning is ignored. The open warning of God is ignored. God said, what? This is your anger. Let it depart from your life, but you ignore it. So watch this, your mouth, so that you won't put you in trouble. You ignore it. So watch this, the way you are so loose with these men and women. You ignore it. Watch these lies you are telling to people. Ignore it. Watch this, your spiritual life, which is nothing to write home about. Ignore it. Once those warnings are ignored, and the sin now takes root in your heart, the penalty is punishment from heaven and finally judgment. God will then allow a blinding of eyes and a hardness of the heart. The idol of pride and jealousy was in Saul's heart. And because that was in Saul's heart, God did not speak to Saul again, even for the rest of his life. For the rest of his life, God just kept quiet. Look at the book of Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah 31:19 says, surely,
Lord,
after that I was
torn,
I repented, and after that,
ati
I was instructed.
Ti akọ mi, ti akọ mi, mo lu ẹgbẹ mi.
After repentance,
lẹyin iye ironukuwada,
then he got a clear instruction.
O gbọ itọni.
When people don't repent,
nígbà tí àwọn ènìyàn bá ronukuwada,
and you begin to say, God, I want to hear your voice, I want to hear your voice.
Ọlọ́run mo fẹ́ gbọ́ rẹ, Ọlọ́run mo fẹ́ gbọ́ rẹ.
You will hear a voice.
But
it will be a voice that will push you to where you don't want to go. Because the answer you get from God is dependent on the idols that are in your heart.
Nítorí irú ìdáhùn tó rí gbà látọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run, ó dá lé irú àwọn òrìṣà tó ń bẹ lọ́kàn rẹ.
If you are not married, you are already sleeping with a man outside marriage, or already sleeping with a woman outside marriage, there is no prayer you can pray again that God will show you secrets about that man or that woman. You have finished the agenda yourself.
Ṣé o bá kí ìṣègbéyàwó pẹ̀lú ọkùnrin tàbí obìnrin kan táyì méjèèjì sì ti bára yín sùn, kò sí àdúrà tó lè gbà sí Ọlọ́run pé Ọlọ́run ó fi àṣírí wọn nípa onítọ̀hún, Ọlọ́run ò lè fi wọn, ẹ̀yin méjèèjì ti parí ọ̀rọ̀ ara yín.
Because you have the idols in your heart. Nítorí
òrìṣà ó ti wà lọ́kàn yín.
After repentance, there was a clear instruction according to Jeremiah 31:19.
Lẹ́yìn ìrònúkúwàdà, ìlànà àti ẹ̀kọ́ tó yẹ kó ló wáyé gẹ́gẹ́ bí Jeremiah orúkọ kọkàn lónìí.
Only by turning away from your idol.
Nípa yíyí padà kúrò nínú òrìṣà rẹ.
In wholehearted repentance.
Tọkàntọkàn nínú ìrònúkúwàdà.
Can you hear the true word of the Lord?
Lòdì lè gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ òtítọ́ ti Olúwa.
No wonder that song writer says.
Abájọ gbólóhùn náà fi wípé.
Father.
Baba,
smash every idol in my heart. It is when you turn away from those idols and you repent.
It's
only then you can receive clear instruction. Only then you can receive divine guidance. Men of the world may be clapping for you. And claiming you are the champion. You are this. You are that. But if there is an idol in your heart, the Lord will still come and judge you. Once you do not repent, there will be no discernment. There will be no wisdom. You lack the wisdom of God. But the farther behind you leave your sin, the clearer you will see and hear. The more God's voice will become clear and distinct. And listen very carefully, beloved. One simple area by which you may know those who have terrible idols in their heart is your attitude towards what you give to God. If you are still judging your tithe, you are an idol worshiper. He can't talk to you. And in danger when you need to hear his voice to escape, you don't hear any voice because he's not your friend. The God you did not listen to in good times cannot talk to you in bad times. Christians who seek God while clinging to their idols, we never hear God's voice except the voice of their own heart and except the voice of deception from the enemy. In fact, their own personal ambition and their own desire will take on a voice and they will say it's God speaking to them. Eventually they themselves will begin to believe that the voice of their personal ambition is the voice of God. Listen, beloved. If you are refusing to forsake your bosom sin, you need not try to fast. Because those efforts will be in vain. Unless you repent. The terrible thing is now this. If you come to the Lord with an idol in your heart, God will answer your prayer according to your heart's desire, not according to what He wants to do. If you pamper your sin and your lust, He will answer you according to the idol in your heart. What am I telling you? You could go to a man of God for prayers. Man of God, pray for you. Should I do such or so thing? And the correct answer is, don't do it. But because you came there with an idol in your heart, you are not a changed person. There are plenty of idols in you. The prophet will say, go. If you go to that prophet, I, the Lord, will deceive the prophet to deceive you. It was Israel that asked for a king.
Israel,
now got a king. They were warned. And then trouble started. All this kind of thing is an idol that is in people's heart. Somebody came to me many years back. Said, Pastor, I've just received a revelation from the Lord. My wife must go. I've prayed about it. Yes. He had something according to the idol of his heart. Don't allow the prophet to be deceived, to give you a wrong information. 1 Kings chapter 22. This is a tragedy. When you have an important decision about your life to take, and because of the idol in your heart, you get a wrong information. 1 Kings 22 is a very, very interesting passage. A king wanted to go to war, and he went to inquire whether he should go or he should not go. He had an idol in his heart already. Therefore, he gathered prophets. Look at 1 Kings 22:7. When the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, verse 6. About 500 men, and said unto them, shall I go against my Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up. But the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. But there was a man there who could say, this one, this is not the voice of God. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we may inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imla, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. I hate him, for he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And they brought him
Micaiah.
And the first of all said, well, he said, you want to go?
Go now.
Go. When he saw the way, he said, go.
But everybody says, go to Allah.
Say, Micaiah, tell us the truth.
Micaiah, open the book.
I said, you want the truth?
And then go, come on.
Say the truth. If you go, you won't come back. He threw Micaiah into jail.
What is that, Micaiah? Say, go.
There are prayers and there are prayers.
I do.
There are prophets and there are prophets.
Your
level depends on how open you are to the Holy Spirit. God wants all of us to become His prophets. We all become prophets like Micaiah. There are prophets needed at this hour. But because of this idols in our hearts, we cannot travel far. And this is a very serious problem in our days. That much as God wants to use so many people. They have planted so much idols in their heart, God cannot use them at all. God wants people who are ready to stand out these days. We have a lot of evil surrounding us now. Evil kings are uniting to fight us. People like to talk and dress and look like the world. There are very, very few Christians who are ready to really stand up for the truth these days. And some of you want to work for God, fear has paralyzed our internal system. Listen, this is very clear, brother. Men who we want to speak for God, they don't match with the environment. Noah stood alone in his days. People love that. They say, hey, look at God. Go and look at that strange old man. Building an oversized boat. And saying that the world will come to an end. And people used to go there and laugh at him. They were laughing at him. 120 years they laughed at him. Then when they now found Noah again, running after chicken. Running after cow. Running after goats. They land. Say yes. He is now mad. We told you the man was mad. But by the time the rain started, we then knew that they were the ones that were mad. Noah stood alone. Many don't want to stand alone. They don't want to look different. Elijah stood alone among the prophets of Baal. Elijah refused to eat at the table of Jezebel. So when he offered the challenge to them, so how long will you stand between two opinions? So if God is God, serve him. If he's Baal, serve Baal. The Bible said they answered him not a word. Amos stood alone in his own days. Jeremiah stood alone in his own days. Jeremiah was saying there is no peace. The other prophets are saying, peace. Today we are still reading about Jeremiah. While those other prophets saying, peace, they have been forgotten. Daniel stood alone and spoke to God in an idolatrous generation. And he ended in a lion's den. This is the truth, beloved. True people of God are solitary people. And it's not easy to be a lone ranger. Eagles don't fly in flocks. The kind of people God is looking for now. And those who are ready to smash all the idols in their heart and stand alone no matter what they are saying to them.
Because
of my family is a case in point. When we started, people preached against us, people said all kinds of things against us, people criticized our prayers, people said we were doing the wrong things, but now everybody is praying the same prayer.
It's
not easy to stand alone like that. But God is looking for people who will destroy their personal idols and then do what He wants them to do with their lives. But if you are not ready to do that, God will allow and arrange deceptive forces for those who refuse to smash the idols in their heart. Many years back, there was a stylish lady who used to come for prayer here. Surrender your life to Jesus. She came from a prayerful home, but she does not pray.
Say,
Isaiah, I'm still coming to pray, but I must make my money. I want to dress up. I want people to look at me and calculate my dress. Everything plus the shoes and hat to be 1 million naira.
Talk,
she did not hear. She went and carried drugs. She swallowed it. She was supposed to deliver the thing when she gets to where she's going. She got there, drunk laxative. The thing did not come out. And the people who were to take the drugs were in the hall and say, deliver this thing
now.
So she did not do it. Those people are so devilish, so wicked, so terrible. They just held her two legs, held her two hands, and cut open her tummy. And took the drugs out from the tummy and threw out into the river. That's all. The idol of ambition in her heart. I must make money. Has now pushed her into hellfire. Do you have an idol in your heart as you are listening to me now? Are you under the dominion of any besetting sin? Are you being deceived by a bondage that could destroy you? Are just making face and showing, using fry pan face to deceive people? Will you not be honest with yourself and identify the idols in your heart? But the beautiful thing is this: he will lay down those idols today. God will begin to reveal Himself to you in a special way. What are your own idols, beloved? Every Sunday you are working, no time to come and listen to the
sermon.
We are working. You have accumulated more over time so you can make more money. So you abandon your spiritual life now, you are looking for money. You have the idol of work in your heart. Here we are now in this service. It is possible there is a lady here. Even if she wants to enter the service, if somebody who says he wants to marry her call and say, don't attend that service, come and play with me at home, they would abandon the service around there. He's an idol.
Be
Soon they were offered higher pay with lesser time for God. I tell you, it's better to have lesser pay and have more time for God. That person has an idol of money and possession inside of them. Their son is the idol of popularity, the idol of fame. Son is idol of popular opinion. People are saying that you want to do. Son is the idol of indifference. A believer will wake up one morning, he says he's looking for a shiftless title. What does he want to do with shiftless title? It's devotion. This empty post that people are running after, it means nothing. And I want you to understand that very well. I remember one time somebody in government was threatening mountain of fire. You got to the position you got because you were voted there. So those who voted you in can still vote you out. People like me, you cannot vote me in, you cannot vote me out. After they have voted you out, I will still be here. You become X this, X that, I will still be here. And then if you say something else that I don't like there, I have the authority and the power to decree your party out of government. Is it Dr. Lukoya? Calm down, calm down. Calm down. That is idol of seeking for empty. That is idol of contentment with your personal position. As idol of selfishness. As idol of lust.
As
idol of sex.
As
idol of television. As idol of laziness. You have to cry out, beloved, if you must be free. So my father, don't leave me blind. My father, expose any deception in me. My father, smash away every idol in my heart. So these men have come to the prophet with an idol in their heart.
So
I will answer them according to the idols in their heart. And if that prophet be deceived, say, I, the Lord, have deceived you so that the person can perish. When somebody has an idol in the heart, you pray, oh Father, I said, I have freedom in my heart to go. If there are idols in your heart, that freedom in your heart, you say you have to go ahead, is a voice of deception. It's a voice of deception.
And
a voice that can completely destroy a person. I want you to understand the deepness of what that songwriter was saying. Say, my father, smash every idol. Smash every idol in in my heart that are idols the Lord wants to smash. If you will let him, he will not force you. The kind of people God talks to, they don't walk in both sides of the street. They walk straight and they behave straight. They don't do things that are upside down. They are not the kind of people who talk to this lady, I want to marry you. Talk to another lady, I want to marry you. Talk to another lady, I want to marry you. And you end up not marrying any of them. God doesn't talk to such people. They always make mistakes. I want you to get yourself ready here tonight.
You
have to pray the normal kind of prayers you used to pray. But for God to take the searchlight of the Holy Spirit, the searchlight of the Holy Spirit, which has the power to bend one corner, to focus into your heart and reveal and expose the idols that are hidden there now, and tell you what to smash today. And I want you to understand that very, very well. A lot of people are floating in the spirit
realm.
They have no stand because of the idols in their heart. Some are holding the things of God for what they can get there. The reason some people see stomach MFM a little bit is because of the prayers and the breakthroughs and the way God answers my fire here. But when you say break this idol in your heart, in that particular church, it is allowed. This one is allowed. That one is allowed. And it's a very terrible thing. Even pastors, popular television pastors in Nigeria, now telling people that there is no deliverance. And we have many of young people that say, yeah, yeah, no deliverance, yeah. The one preacher was even saying, they say if you have a dream and they were feeding you with terrible things in your dream, you need deliverance. So no, you don't need deliverance. It's the devil that needs deliverance from your hand. I wish what he was saying was true. It will reduce the sweat of all the prayer warriors, all the deliverance ministers. But the reality is that it's not true. Those who are shouting, yeah. The devil will allow them to do the shouting. When they depart from the gathering, you go to them one by one. This kind of things, we said it in the early 70s. When some new generation churches started here,
they
said they are not teaching you everything. We told them at that time, they didn't listen. Now, most of those Christians there, they are crying out for the deliverance they will have done of
yourself.
I want you to understand your own life and know that at the end of the day, you can only deceive yourself, not God. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. We're not here this evening to crack jokes. We're here because we want to hear God. And we want to accurately spiritually hear him. But if there is an idol in your heart, anything you say you are hearing is fake. Therefore, I give you a minute to bow down your heads and ask the Holy Spirit to shine his searchlight. Into your heart and reveal to you your own personal idol, that thing that is hiding in the laboratory of your heart, the one that is making you to hear the voice of deception and you think is God. I give you time to pray now. Invite the Holy Spirit into the laboratory of your heart, into the laboratory of your heart. It is time to cry unto God. My Father, don't leave me blind. I can't continue like this. You that showed yourself to Elijah, to John, to Paul, to Daniel, to Isaiah, I want to see you. I want to experience with you. So whatever idol is in my heart that is blinding my eyes, expose them to me. I can't continue like this. Talk to the Lord. Know for sure
that
as many idols as are in this heart pushes you farther away from your God. Say this loud and clear now.
Oh God, alive!
And smash every idol in my heart. This is a very serious prayer. A prayer of the prophets. Open your mouth and say it again. Sisters, can I hear your voice here tonight? I want all sisters to open their mouth and say it loud and clear. Brothers, how about you to my side, loud and clear? Everybody shouting loud and clear. In the name of Jesus, let the idols be smashed to pieces. Masopokotaya boshendera bokomfantesa. Reabola kapola kaya boshendera baka. Matende sepele kaya boshendera ba. Mashito sepele kaya boshendera ba. Makapola bosopola kaya boshendera. The sepende kaya boshendera bokola baraba. Masente kaya bokoshendera basanta. Masikapola bashatira bokosa. Ribasitele kaya boshendera ba. Smash every idol in my heart. Smash every idol in my heart. Smash every idol in my heart. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus. Abadura.
Listen. There is still a surgery the Lord wants to do.
Is it about what you are investing?
Let him start with you. Then you will see how your life will experience breakthroughs. But if you disallow him from carrying out this surgery, He will abandon your house to you.
You feel it as he left for.
Just like he abandoned Jerusalem to them. And he said, you'll not hear about me again. Until he said, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God, Jesus wept over Jerusalem. So Jerusalem, you did not know the time of your visitation. What a wonderful thing it is, beloved. If you can hear God clearly,
there's
so many mistakes you will not make, there's so many places you will not go, but how can you hear when there are so many idols in the heart? You will now shout this again loud and clear. Blindness of the heart. Clear away! In the name of Jesus! Clear away the blindness of the heart! Blindness of the heart, clear away! In the name of Jesus! Yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Some people are already breaking through. And the more serious you are, the better. Because once the anointing falls upon you, you will know. You will shout this again loud and clear. Every power working hard to destroy me. Can you show this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Yes. If he's working hard to deceive with the time is up. Participate in the shende karabo santa. Yes. Masipia kapo. Ribako sepende kaya bo shende karabo. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. All eyes closed. The second session of prayer we are going to pray now is specifically for those who are not happy about their spiritual lives, who want more fire in their lives, who want to experience more of the power of God in their lives. Those ones who pray these prayers like fire and like power. As a matter of rule, when a greater power comes across a lesser power, the lesser power, as a matter of necessity, must bow. If you are not overcome by anything, there is a problem. That thing is stronger than you. This is why you need to pray this prayer of power. And receive the power into your life. Fortunately, the Bible tells us that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. There is a power to receive. And when that power comes upon our lives, we become another man, another woman. The only difference between you and an unbeliever is that you have received power to become a child of God. And if you continue to grow in that power, no power of any dimension can pull you down. So like the old apostles, you now shout this loud and clear: powerlessness in my life. You are a stranger. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, come out now. In the name of Jesus, Maseka pola kaibo shende kantonda sa, mubo soto la kaibo shete rabo kupola ba. Yes. Come upon this place. Come upon this place. Come upon this place. Come upon this place. Holy Ghost power. Come upon this place. Jesus' name we pray. You shout this again loud and clear. Louder than that last one.
Do the guy yellow.
Powerless prayer.
Adura to Labara.
I want you to pray this for yourself. So that you now begin to pray with power. Sisters, can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? Sisters, is that the loudest you can call it to God? Brothers, shout it loud and clear. Everybody together. In the name of Jesus. Kill all forms of powerless prayer. Receive the power to pray with power. Receive power to pray with power. Jesus. Masopo likatunda kaya boshende rabo konta. Yes, 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 yes. Let the power of God kill every powerless prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. I want a fire that is fresh. I want a fire that is fresh. All fire cannot do. I want a fire that is fresh. All fire cannot do. I want a fire that is fresh. I want the fire that is fire.
power of God in me. I want the power of God in me. I want the spirit of the living God. I want the power of God. I want the power. Yes,
loud and clear now. Power that cannot be insulted. By the powers of darkness. Come upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. By the power of darkness, come upon my life now. Somebody over there receiving the fresh fire. The fresh power. Just receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The prayer, my brother, something specific must happen to your life today. There must be a touch of the power of God. In Jesus' name we pray. In louder, amen. In louder, amen. In louder, amen. Set my life. Become too hot for the enemy to handle. In the name of Jesus, let my life become too hot for the enemies to handle. In Jesus' name we begin to thank the Lord for what He has done in your life here tonight. For His touch upon your life. For His victory upon your spirit. What a mighty God we serve. Glorious, meaningless, fearful in praises, and doing wonders. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Prayer, I want you to pray. And as many people are expecting that kind of breakthrough, you should pray with violence. In my dreams tonight, can you say that loud and clear? Oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, appear! An appearance by the power of God. Let us share the grace and fellowship.
The grace of our